Everybody, Pastor Buddy, joining you live tonight, right here, around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here on the East Coast, a late call for you. Appreciate you setting up and joining in tonight on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Got a great program for you. The prophetic times of the end are upon us. We're going to talk about the increase of the visible as well as the spiritual, and the signs that are being forecast today are coming to pass right as we speak. We're going to get into the earthquake scenario and tell you about how many are coming, how they're increasing, something's going on, the earth is shaking, and we may be in for some trouble. For you on the Central Time Zone, we're 10 o'clock your time coming on. And for the West Coast listeners, we welcome you in here tonight at 8 o'clock. Praise Yahweh. Got a great program for you. Let's get right into the message tonight and listen to some of the prophetic signs of the times of the end. May Yahweh richly bless your understanding. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen, is upon us. How are we going to escape these bad times? We're going to turn our faces to the wall, and we're going to weep, and we're going to pray, and we're going to seek His face, and we're going to turn from our wicked ways. And we're going to have a relationship with our Creator like we've never had. The Bible gives many examples of signs. It warns us of the coming of the end of the age. Six signs are given by the Messiah in Matthew 24. And we have two characteristics that join themselves to those six by Paul. And 11 other occurrences are given by the prophets to occur prior to or soon after the end of the age. Now, we're going to look in the increasingly drawn of the interfaith movement. Many are coming out of churches. And they're preparing themselves for the last days. That's what I want to speak to you, that we could notice that Yahweh's time is definitely drawing near for the beginning. Now, not the end, but the beginning of sorrows. Studying prophetic signs, and we're able to determine that the warning of the approaching end of the age of the last days. Now remember this now, as I teach you tonight, one day could be 1,000 years. In Matthew 24:3, the Messiah was asked, tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign of your coming, and of the end of the age? The Messiah told his apostles to look for seven things that we're going to give you, six, and then we're going to give you the two indications of Paul and 11 other examples. In Matthew 24:5, false prophets and false Christ. Now, what does it mean by a false Christ? It means that there will be people anointed with special anointing to deceive many. And he said, take heed that you be not deceived. For they will come in my name, saying that they are anointed, and will mislead many. Now, the 11th verse of Matthew 24 will tell you this. Now, watch this. And many false prophets will arise and mislead many. Now, we've got all kinds of false prophets that have risen up, and the slyest prophets are those that are accepted as mainstream Christianity. Notice this indicator. There shall be, he says in 24:6, you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, seems like we're hearing the drumbeat of the Third World War. Is it coming? Well, if the Illuminati has its way, we're going to have the Third World War. And the Messiah said in 24:6, you shall be hearing wars of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not frightened, for those things must take place, but the end is not yet. Now, that's what I'm telling you. We're going to go into a Third World War. We're already being set up psychologically for it. We've come to our knees. The money is failing. This is all by design. And we're going to have a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Jeremiah 13:7. For, listen to this now. Matthew 24:7. For nation will rise against nation. Now, this has to be the last great war. Now, we've had World War I when nation did rise against nation. But World War II, nation rose against nation. But in the prophetic timeline, in the last days, for nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And in various places, there would be famines and earthquakes. Now, I want to sort of dwell tonight on the last word that is there in 24/7, earthquakes. More people, if you realize, have been killed in warfare in this century alone than all of the other times of history combined. The death toll is rising in devastating earthquakes, which he said famines and earthquakes. We've ravaging famines. People are literally starving to death in nations through war and through potential outbreaks of war in nations and kingdoms and places. Nobody trusts anybody. And that is where we enter number three, the number three sign, famine. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against the kingdom. There will be various places where there will be famines and earthquakes. We're having a time of trouble, financially, mentally, spiritual. I don't know what's going on with people's minds. Alzheimer's, people. I don't know where it's a psychological thing that they just want to, you know, withdraw themselves from even caring who they are, where they're at, or what they're doing. It seems like they're just shutting off some kind of a valve in their mind and trying to avoid, like an ostrich in that time of trouble, to stick their head in the sand. More and more people are losing their mind. Now notice this. 15, since the year 1500, we have had a dramatic increase in tribulation. Notice this one, Matthew 24:8-9. But all these things are merely the beginning of birth pains, or the sorrows. You shall bring forth in sorrow. Then they will deliver you to tribulation and will kill you, and you will be hated of all nations on account of my name. Matthew 20:22. They will hate you, all nations. Now, just in the last few years, the name of Yahweh has been growing. More people are using it. Christian churches are turning to it. They're calling upon this name. And they're coming under attack throughout the world. But, as it says in 24:14, notice this. This is the sixth sign of the end time. And six is the number of man. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to the whole world for witness to all the nations, and then the end shall come. Now, this gospel, why hadn't it been preached in the last 200 years through Christianity? Well, evidently not. Because it says, this gospel, the one that you're going to be hated for, the one that will bear my name, my true name, many shall come in my name saying that they are the anointed one, but it'll be a false name. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got more deceivers, false prophets. Listen to this now. 2 Timothy 3:1-5-7. Let me read it for you. But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times shall come. You know, here we're going into, you know, the United States in particular. We are being subjected to some things in Washington, D.C., the federal district of criminals. I have never seen such a time. I know that they've been playing this game a long time. But it seems like the intensity, and they're speeding up. I mean, they're throwing caution to the wind. They don't care about being voted in or out. It don't seem like that they listen. The politicians listen to the people's will. And there has to be a reason. And I'm going to show you what. 2 Timothy 3. For men will be lovers of their self. Lovers of money. Boy, these prideful politicians who are taking windfall amounts of money under the table. You don't really realize this, but that's what's going on. We're our congressmen and senators, or our state, local, or federal government, all of it has become self-lovers. Money, boastful, arrogant, and disobedient, turning from the old path, disobedient to the way they were brought up by their parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, malicious, gossipers, no self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of the Messiah, holding to a form of godliness, although that they have denied its power, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Now, if you've watched the television and you kept up through the newspapers, corporate greed and corruption has filled our nation. Our leaders are corrupt, most of them. Our cities are filled with crime, brutality, homosexuality, perversionists, neon signs, the flashing of the neon, the nightlife, proclaiming sinful acts and godless nature, turning over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and to be damned. And these are the most educated and influential people that we have to offer in society, and we lack the truth and the discipline and the respect of a creator. We've lost our respect for our creator. Great men who have preached before me, and great men will follow after me. But listen what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. But the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, many will fall from the faith, away from the faith. They're not drawn anymore to these church gatherings, paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrines of devils. Hypocrisy. Liars. Having their own conscience seared with a hard iron. They forbid marriage in their clergy, turning their clergy into homosexuals and lesbians. They advocate such things as abstaining from certain foods and such like to replace the truth of repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh. Listen to this one now. In the end of the age, there is going to be a tremendous war. There is one nation upon the earth that I would like to call attention to, and it's in Revelation 9:16. It is a powerful nation. It is a country with powerful hordes. And these are Asiatics. No conscience. And the Bible prophetically says that the number of the armies from this country will be 200 million. That army is now standing in uniform, over 200 million, plus a homeland militia, and has been since the 1960s. Daniel chapter 3, or chapter 2, 32 through 33, the head of the statue was of fine gold, and of course we know that to be Nebuchadnezzar. We know that it had arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze or brass, its legs of iron, partly of iron and partly of clay. That's a divided kingdom. That's the Roman Empire kingdom right there. Part iron and part clay. It molded itself out of existence, and yet it still had its feet of clay. At one time it was very iron controlling because it ruled the world. And yet it went the way of a democracy, and America is bound to go that way. Daniel 2, chapter 2, verse 40. Then there shall be a fourth kingdom as strong as iron. inasmuch as iron crushes and shatters, so like iron that breaks in pieces, it will crush and break all of these in pieces. And in that you saw the feet and the toes, partly of potter's clay and partly of iron, it will be a divided kingdom. But it will have the toughness of iron and partly of pottery. So some of the kingdom will be strong and part of it will be brittle. And in that you saw the iron mixed with clay, they will combine with one another in the seed of men. But they will not adhere to one another, even as iron does not combine with pottery. They will combine with one another in the seed of man. That's a miscegenation kingdom. Now, this is the fourth diverse kingdom that represents the Roman Empire that had a deadly wound, and then it went into history, and now today a kingdom is arising all over the earth as a miscegenated kingdom that will seek to control man through defilement of blood, to weaken the blood. Now, notice this. Revelation 11 and 2 said, "Leave out the court, which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the nations, not the Gentiles, as it is in the King James. It's given to the nations, the 13 tribes, and they will tread underfoot the holy city for 42 months. Now, this is tribulation time. And what does that mean? It means, again, that the people of Yahweh who know His name, and there is a growing remnant that are now preaching and teaching in His name across the world, and they themselves will be tribulated for 3.5 years. Now, in Daniel 9:27, the Antichrist will make a firm covenant with many for 1 week, which is 7 years. But in the middle of the week, 3.5, he will put a stop to sacrifice and grain offering. And on the wing of abominations, there will come one who makes desolation, even until a complete destruction, or that is decreed, is poured out on one who makes the desolation. Now again, he makes desolation of what? Of those who seek to mix their seed, part iron and part clay, the righteous seed versus the bad seed, to be miscegenated together, where that the controlling faction of the New World Order can exactly control through the United Nations. It will begin to negotiate the rebuilding of the temple following a war with the armies from Russia and the Islamic forces and the hordes of the Chinese and the Christians. And there will be a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. Listen to this now, Numbers 19:2-7. This is the statute of the law which Yahweh has commanded. Speak to the sons of Israel, that they bring you an unblemished red heifer, in which no defect, on which a yoke has never been placed. You shall give it to Eleazar the priest, and he shall bring it outside the camp, and he shall slaughter it in your presence. And he shall take some of its blood with the finger and sprinkle some of its blood toward the front of the tent 7 times. Then the heifer shall be burned in his sight, his hide and his flesh and its blood with its refuse shall be burned altogether. The priest shall then wash his clothes and bathe his body in water, and afterward come into the camp, but the priest shall be unclean until evening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what does a red heifer have to do with a future prophecy that we're talking about? A red heifer symbolizes that it was required to use as a purification that is described in the book of Numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, we have today the red heifer, or the cleansing of the people, the blood sprinkled, and through Passover, we're using the sanctification period of time to return to our Father and to call upon His name, and then there shall be an outpouring through miscegenation, through world control, through dominion of these people that will go back to Jerusalem through a negotiated settlement and an agreement, and they will rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, but it will not be a temple of truth. It will be a temple to deceive the very elect. And those who do not know Yahweh will go and bow, and they shall worship the beast and the false prophet, and they shall wax strong, and they shall prosper, and they shall practice by casting the truth to the ground, and they shall make war against, now this is against the people of Yahweh, against those who love Him, those who stand up for Him, those who are preaching the truth and exposing the deceit that they're promoting in the earth. And what's this have to do with earthquakes? Large earthquakes originate at a alarmingly increasing speed of today. They are 7 major crustal plates on Earth, and they're 50 miles thick, all in constant motion relative to one another, moving at the speed at which your fingernail grows, at between 10 and 130, and that would be less than 1/2 to 5 inches per year. And that's when the Teutonic plates are grinding against each other, and there happens to be seven, now count it, there happens to be 7 fault lines located in the earth, 7 major crustal plates. Isn't that strange? There are 7 lice plagues. And one of these plagues is a tremendous earthquake. And it says, you know, the highest recorded earthquake that we have, since we have modern machinery to like on the Richter scale, they've got now a better system of recording, but the Richter is still the comparison chart. It was 9.5. And 10 is the as high as it can go. And this was in Chile in 1960. But the strongest earthquake was in 1956, or the most devastating earthquake, was in China, where it killed almost 1 million people. And it was estimated that it released more energy than if we had dropped 20,000 nuclear bombs on China. On January the 12th, 2010, an earthquake, it just happened here off of the coast of Haiti, from Port-au-Prince, killed over 200,000 people. of lies does not slow down people to turn from their wicked ways and to return to Yahweh. Now, there's the two basic types of earthquakes. A strike slip earthquake. That occurs when the rock on one side of a fault slides horizontally past the other in a dip slip earthquake. The fault is at an angle to the surface of the earth and the movement of the rock is up or down. There are over 10,000 earthquakes happened in Southern California. Over 10,000. Most of those coming about here in the last 50 to 60 years. Now, we had that 1910 earthquake out there that devastated San Francisco. And yet, they say that that's not the big one. All of your earthquake experts are saying that the fault line that runs through this area is going to cause the stirring of forces within Earth's interior that will affect its surface, and that there is a prediction that most of California will drop off into the ocean. Now, I was working in 1960, and I was offered a good job, one of the best paying jobs that was ever offered, in California, right above Los Angeles. And I was all set to go. I was very excited, although I had reservations in my subconscious. I didn't know the extent of it, because when I fasted and prayed, which I always do on a major decision, I fasted and prayed, and I was told strictly not to go. And when I prayed for an answer, I had what is known as a dream-like vision of California being devastated with an earthquake, and I was so scared. After I came out of this dream vision, whichever one it was, that I was terrified. And I had a good brother that I met later in the faith, and that lived in California in a beautiful place, and he wanted me to come and visit him because he knew that, according to our age, that I'd probably never make it out that way, and the farthest west I've ever been is down in Louisiana, about halfway, well, about 15 or 20 miles from the border of Texas. I've never been in Texas, which is a great state. But that's as far west as I've ever been, and it's as far west I ever wanted to go. I didn't feel comfortable even in Louisiana. There's going to be great calamities brought upon the earth, and the earth is going to literally change under our feet. Now, I've been told by people that have been in earthquakes that it's just like trying to skate on water. That the earth is just literally moves under your feet, and you can't steady yourself. Three of the 10 largest earthquakes of the 20th century occurred, of all places, north of us, in Alaska. We had one in 1957, and I was in Greenland in 57. I remember this one quite well. It was a 9.2 that took place on Good Friday in 1964. Hitting 80 miles east of Anchorage, the biggest earthquake of the century struck Chile on May the 22nd, 1960. Its magnitude was the highest ever recorded, 3.0 of more intensity than the 9.2 that struck on Good Friday in 1964, and this was a 9.5, as I've told you. And the deadliest quake of all time killed over 1 million people in China. Now, the Alaskan Good Friday earthquake was followed by a tsunami, or tidal wave. It reached 50 feet high and traveled a phenomenal 8,445 miles at 450 miles an hour. Waves traveling at over 450 miles an hour. You think that he that holds everything in the palm of his hand, that he can shake this earth and there's going to be a shaking and a severity such as the world has never seen? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. The Bible, it tells us that perilous times shall come. An earthquake, although not all times violent, is a movement of the earth's surface from the release of energy in the earth's crust. And we have seven of these crustal zones around the world. And I think seven, I just believe it. The creator who designed this earth designed seven crustal weaknesses in the Teutonic forces and positioned them around the earth for strategic times of the future when the Messiah said in Matthew 24 that earthquakes would be one of the signs for us to look for. Well, I don't know how long you're going to have to look before you believe it. We're in the end time or in the beginning of the end time, because we're getting crushed fractures. These are known as fault, along with two crustal blocks that have slipped or moved against each other, like I said. One may move horizontally in one direction and the other in the opposite direction, and geologists and seismologists who study earthquakes have found that earthquakes occur repeatedly at faults, which are zones or weakness in the earth's crust. And there are, listen to this now, this is what is. When I was studying for this message, I was appalled. I didn't realize the intensity and the increase of the frequencies of these quakes. There are over a million earthquakes annually. Now, that includes those too small to be felt, but nevertheless, they are picked up on sensitive instruments around the world, over a million now. This has increased since 1900, to where now we are having over a million quakes, some with a frequency magnitude of 8.0 plus, what they would consider a major earthquake is 7 to 7.9, and large and destructive would be 6 or 6.9, moderate, which means damage to buildings and perhaps loss of life, would be a 5.9, and we have over 600,000 less than 2.0, and yet these are the triggers of the precursors, or if you will, the diffuse that light the major quake, which are located near the surface of the earth when the Teutonic plates shift suddenly and drastically as a result of over 1 million quakes below, 600,000 of those being of 2.0 or less. And these are the little things that bring about the destruction that comes in the time that we don't think not. There's approximately 80,000 earthquakes happening per month in the seven crustal zones that I spoke about. There's 2,600 earthquakes a day. There's approximately 2 earthquakes per minute. And per second, 1 earthquake is felt approximately every 30 seconds upon the earth nonstop. The surface of the earth is divided like a jigsaw puzzle into a giant pieces called Teutonic or crustal plates that I've told you about. It's like somebody designed these for use at a later time, that the earth was built like this, that the earth placed itself to move slowly over partially melted rock known as the mantle. And as they move, they slide along each other and move into each other, move away from each other, or one slips under another. And these active plate boundaries are represent 95% of all the world's earthquakes. They occur within these seven zones. California, Alaska, Japan, South America, the Philippines, are all on plate boundaries, and only 5% are in the areas of the plates far away from the boundaries. These are called mid-plate or intra-plate earthquakes and are as yet poorly understood because we haven't had that much time to study them. Alaska has more earthquakes per year than the combined total of the rest of the United States. As many as 4,000 earthquakes are recorded every year in Alaska. It's on a plate boundary where one plate is sliding along another in a subduction zone. A magnitude of an earthquake at 9.5 that would be under or in a city would be so devastating that perhaps hundreds and hundreds of thousands could lose their life potentially. And the largest earthquake in the continental United States was a series of 4 earthquakes that occurred in the central United States on December 16, 1811. And in West Tennessee, along the Missouri border and the Mississippi, is one of the deepest faults in the world. January 23rd and February the 7th in 1812, all of these quakes were estimated magnitudes greater than 7.5 on the Richter. The largest happening on February the 7th, 1812, and it created Real Foot Lake, a place where there was no lake, but it created one, as the strata and the plates shifted to create the what is known as the Real Foot Lake. It's amazing. It is amazing. The New Madrid Fault. It's named after a small town in Missouri on the border, and there were felt as far away as Washington, D.C. and Boston, Massachusetts in 1812, this massive 7.5 right on a deep fault line, and we're due, past due, before another one, and there were fewer than 100 deaths. Because of a small number of people living in the area, the earthquakes raised and lowered land levels several feet. It created one large lake, Real Foot, and several smaller lakes, and formed waterfalls on the Mississippi River. One small town was completely destroyed, and there was extensive damage to structures and changes to land surfaces throughout the region. These earthquakes were far away from a plate boundary and are the largest known to have happened in a mid-plate area. It seems that large earthquakes in the United States are responsible for relatively few deaths. But that could all change with the coming predictions that we are in for a devastating earthquake in Southern California. We have had over 10,000 earthquakes in California just in the last few years. It's unreal how many earthquakes that we're having, and an earthquake prediction involving assigning a specific date, location, and magnitude for an earthquake is a forecast that assigns a series of probabilities and a range of years and magnitudes to a region. Forecasts have been calculated for different areas of the United States, and the earthquake in Northern California on October the 17th, 1989 was not predicted, but did fall within the magnitude range, time span, and region forecast by the U.S. Geological Survey staff, who had predicted that we were in and are now predicting that a major quake, which is of a magnitude of at least a 9, perhaps a 9.5, or even greater, could happen in this fault line that runs through California. And that's why that Yahweh saw fit for me not to go to California and make a lot of money. It was the best paying job I was ever offered, and had to turn it down. And the people that I explained, they wanted the reason why I turned the job down. And I had to tell them. And they laughed. They thought it was funny. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to laugh too much longer before we're going to see a kind of trouble that the earthquakes that are now under our feet are going to release a tremendous amount of energy. And that's why that it's going to be so destructive. And we're going to have a earthquake that is going to shake every building eventually upon the earth. Now, this is the big one. Forecasted in the 38th chapter and the 39th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And this is during the time of the Third World War, where a lot of people think that it's going to be over in the Middle East, which we believe it's going to be right here in the United States of America. The last great war that is going to be fought is going to be right here. Now, if you're a Christian and you're asking why earthquakes are increasing, it's because he said in Matthew 24:7, the number of large earthquakes has averaged around 20 for the past 100 years, but the number of annual earthquakes have dramatically started increasing since the 70s and 80s, when there were a lull, and they are now building to the fact that we have an earthquake somewhere every 30 seconds. Now, remember this. Every 30 seconds, there is a recorded earthquake on the earth. Are you ready? Are you watching? Are you praying? You should be ready. And the Bible said you should look up. And you should know that there's going to be a great shaking in the land. Well, I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and Sister Audrey down in the great state of Mississippi. And we hope and trust that you are prepared, because it could come to a neighborhood near you. A great shaking. I would suggest you read read Ezekiel 39 in its entire content and see how devastating the final earthquake. It is called the granddaddy, biblically speaking, of all earthquakes. So devastating that it's going to shake everything upon the earth. And that which cannot be shaken will remain. And that which is shaken will disappear. Write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now that's Pastor Buddy and Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, with the zip being 37824. You can call me tonight at area code 423-626-2172 if you'd like to. And if you would like to request our series that we just got through doing on the second Passover, we would be glad to send it to you. And we hope and trust that Yahweh would bless you to do so, because I believe that it's time to return to Yahweh with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all your strength. Yahweh is pleading with his people through signs and wonders to become active in pursuing his spirit, together with like-minded people to plan and to have fellowship, because Yahweh will lead his people to safety. He will give them directions. He said he would. He said, well, you will hear a voice behind you, just like I heard in the vision. Don't go to California. There shall be an earthquake that will be devastating. Do not go. And although it's been quite a few years back, many years, I still don't want to go to California. And I'm told by people that live there and by people that have visited there that it's one of the most beautiful states, the most productive state in the Union. It has the world's, I think, fourth or fifth largest economy itself at one time. Now it has become a haven for misfits that have flooded its borders and crossed. The heathen, the aliens, have come in like a flood, just like the Bible says in Jeremiah 31, verse 27. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the old clock on the wall has caught up with me. I'm going to have to get out of here. I love you tonight. Many glorious blessings be before you. They're waiting on you. But there's coming a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. You might want to faint and pray. Turn from your wicked ways. Serve Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Lean on Him. Attend the festivals. It's very important. You won't see the importance until the time of trouble. And for those of you who have been faithful in a little, when the time of trouble comes, He will be faithful towards you in much, because you've kept the faith and you haven't denied His name. I'll see you tomorrow night at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on WWRB 3.185. Go to our website. You can listen to all these messages. We've got a lot of information for you laid up there. OneYahweh.com. One, O-N-E, Yahweh, Y-H-W-E-H, .com. We love you. I'll see you tomorrow night around the world on the transmitting the Jewel of the Sound with Pastor Buddy and a Shepherd's Call. Love you. And May Yahweh bless you.